Hi, welcome to Uber's partner driver phone support. This call will be recorded for quality, training, and regulatory purposes.
Please be aware that we are currently experiencing higher than normal call volume, resulting in longer wait times. You can also reach out to us through the help section of the Uber app. We appreciate your patience.
Before we get started, are you calling about a safety issue? Sorry.
Thank you for being a Gold partner. Please stay on the line whilst we connect you to the next available agent. At the end of this call, we'll send you an in-app follow-up survey. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. One moment. A member of the team will be with you shortly.
Hello. Thank you for calling Uber Support. My name is Edward. May I please have your name and your mobile?
Yes. My name is Alexandre Stinier, and my phone number is...
Thank you, Alexandre, for your account. I've reached for a priority support. And for security, can I have your date of birth followed by your badge number? Thank you so much. And how can I help you?
I received a message from Uber and also an email saying, final notice, you are in violation of our policy. I also received like 2 weeks ago a similar message saying that your account has been flagged for fraudulent activity. At the first message, I thought might be a mistake because I didn't do anything wrong. So I didn't
mind it.
Worried. Yeah, I mean, I knew I didn't did anything wrong. So I said, well, they will contact me if I did something wrong. But this time I received another notice. I know I didn't do anything wrong. So I decided to call you to find out what is this all about, because it worries me. For me, this job is very important. It's the only job I have, and I care. I realize that it's not a joke, those messages. It's something important. So
very serious, right? Alexandru, I do understand where you're coming from, and... thank you for calling us up about this so that we can assist you. Okay. Now, let me take a look at your account first and
see what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
And let's see first. Okay. Let me place on hold, or may I please place on hold?
Just give no worries.
3 minutes and I'll get back to you. Okay.
Okay. Then
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Peace out, mate.
Yeah, I'll wait.
Alexandru. Thank you so much for waiting. Okay, so here's what I found out. And please bear with me. I'll explain first what's going on. And then later on, let's see what we can do to so that we can avoid this notification in the future. Okay?
Okay.
So, all right, Alexandru, I'll explain to you first what is the improper use of the Uber app. Now, over the past few weeks, our system found an unusual activity on your partner driver account. Okay? And this would trigger an improper use of the application, and you will receive a message like this, the one that you receive.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, what are those information or improper use? Okay. I'll give an example, okay, Alexandru. And let's start first with using your rider and driver account at the same time. Okay. And it can be also creating duplicate accounts. Okay. Confirming trips without the intention of completing them. Claiming false fees or charges, or manipulating trip details. Okay. So, let's see about the notification that you have received, because I'm showing here there are two of them, yes?
Yes.
Now, of those examples that I gave you, what might be the things that you have noticed that might trigger the
notification? The 2 weeks ago, before receiving the first one, I pick up a lady from Guildford going somewhere in central London.
Okay.
Close to a train station, she said. Mm. This was the destination in the, that I had. Mm. On the way there, we got stuck on A3.
Okay.
Because of an accident. So we stayed like 1 hour. Before they, because the traffic was blocked, everything. So she was sitting in the back and she was explaining to me that she has to meet her boyfriend to go to a theater spectacle in Regent Park. Anyway, she, at some point she started to speak with her boyfriend on the phone. They were discussing about she's late because of an accident. Anyway, the driver is doing his best. So at some point, she paused the conversation with her boyfriend and said to me, look, can you bring me to Regent Park, please? Can you bring me to the Regent Park instead of that station? I will tip you. I'll give you a nice tip for that. So, and then she continued to speak on the phone. Now I'm here. So I didn't told her, I should have told her to change the destination. But I knew the Uber user fixed her, and she already told me that she will give me a nice tip. So what I did, I continued the ride. It was like 1 mile maybe. So instead of stopping at the entrance of the park, I turned left, entered the park, I dropped her in front of the theater, she thanked me, and later I saw on the app a £20 tip from her. That is one thing. The price was not affected. The price, it was the same with the one that was showed in the app. Yeah, so it the fixed fare was still in place. Later, next day, I received the first notification saying that you are in violation. So I said, wow, this was the issue. Uber system, the AI from the Uber, the software from Uber, believed that I tried to, I didn't close the trip, but I suppose the software can see that she was in the back of my car. And I also have CCTV in the car showing this. This was one thing. Then the second thing, for the second one, there are two things. First of all, I pick up a guy from Heathrow Airport going to Bristol, and M4 was closed for two junctions, between junction 5 and junction 6. So I took a deroute on N3 and continued, then entered back on M4 and continued to Bristol. But again, even I did like 10 extra miles. The fixed fare was still in place. I was not paid extra, nothing wrong. I did not claim anything to be paid for that. Okay. Because I knew it's a fixed fare and is okay. I took on me the loss. Even it was not fair, but okay, I accepted the station. The third thing, last evening, I pick up two guys with two bags. Mm. Apparently, they were playing a sport or something. There were two big bags going from Camberley to Greenfield in London.
Okay, okay.
When I arrived at the destination, I went in the back to give them the bags, and the guy said to me, only me I'm stopping here. Can you bring the other guy to a different destination? So I said, yes, of course. But I said to him, because I knew about the destination,
right,
what happened with the Regent Park, with the lady from Georgia. I said, yeah, but please, you'll have to change on the destination on the app. Otherwise, Uber says to bring you from point A to point B, what says on the app. So I said, okay. So then he tried to, I said to him, you have a button on the app, other change. You press that button, so, and you either change the this destination or you add a second destination. I don't know what he was doing on the app, but at some point, I was notified the rider has canceled the job. And I looked at him and said, what have you done?
What
said, Oh, my God, I canceled, isn't it? So I said, yeah. So would you bring me now? I said, unfortunately, I cannot do it. You'll have to book it. So I gave him his bag because it was still in my car. That was all.
Right. Okay.
That was the end of the story.
Right, Alexandru. Actually going to be detected by the system as well. So, so let's do first with the first instance, okay?
Okay.
So, regarding about the first scenario, it is important, okay? It is imperative, okay? That you have the partner or the rider, the passenger, update their destination. Okay, there's no problem.
Sorry to interrupt you. She was speaking on the phone with her boyfriend, whatever. It was, it was not a young lady. It was a lady around 40 with a with a nice dress, with nice perfume, with expensive clothes. She was speaking on the phone. I found it rude to interrupt to tell her, can you stop your conversation with your boyfriend to change your destination? I didn't know what to do.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll give you a tip on that, Alexandru. Regarding about informing passengers, there's a perfect timing. Okay, so timing is of the essence. And number two is that it should be clear when you communicate to the person. So apparently, there is a window. There is a window whereas you could have interjected the message. That window is the moment that the passenger told you to bring her to Regent Park, right?
I took responsibility somehow for this because this is why I did not call. I said, okay, I should have told her. I should have think about me and less about her. And told her, you know, I'll bring you whatever you want, as long as you update in the app, and that's it. But I didn't, and it was a mistake. Even the Uber warning was a little bit harsh on this. But anyway, it is what it is.
Alexandru, we are giving you this notification to inform you that there is an improper use of the Uber app. Right now, you can still take in trip requests, right? Or you can online.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Because if this happens again in the future, as you can see, these are already a breach of the driver terms that you agreed with Uber. Okay. Now, if this continues, okay, there might be a possibility that your account will be placed on permanent hold. So as early as now, at least now we know that those are the no-nos, okay? That those are the things that are not allowed, okay? So that you can avoid it in the future.
Yeah, but the last one, what have I done?
The last
for the
one.
Second one.
The last one, because so what happened here was it's by accident, okay? The passenger. Now this is what happened, okay? So you already accepted the trip request, right? On your app, okay? So what happened here was by accident, even though that the trip is already ongoing. Right, the trip request is already ongoing. All of a sudden, it stopped. Okay, and that might trigger it. Though I'm not perfectly quite sure if that will trigger the system because it happened on the, on the passenger's end. Okay, and that will be considered on the passenger's end, not on you. There might be another instance for the new one today. That we maybe that we are not aware of. Maybe you can remember or recall any incident perhaps that might fall on those examples that I gave you.
No,
nothing else. Okay, hold on. Let me check. Okay?
Please.
All right, Alexandru, may I please place you on hold and please give me about 2 to 3 minutes if that's okay. Let me take a closer look. All right.
Yes, please.
Thank you. Please hold the line.
Thank you.
Alexandru. Thank you so much for patiently waiting. Hi, please be with me. I found something here, but I just need to confirm this first. But just to give you an idea, it's somehow similar to the first one. Remember the destination? Somehow similar to that. Let me just find out first, okay? So that I can share the information with you. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Okay. Thank you. All right, please give me another 2 to 3 minutes, and I'll get back to you with an update. Okay? Thank you, Alexandru.
Okay. You're welcome.
Alexandru, thank you so much. Okay, so I'm showing here a couple of trip requests, but before I continue, I just want to confirm the past few 1 to 2 days, okay, the past day or two, do you remember any particular trip request that might be similar to the first case that we have spoke about a while ago? Like, changing destination without updating the Uber app?
No.
Recently? No?
No.
None?
None.
Okay.
There were two girls in the night asking me to drive a little bit more, but I was on the street, and instead of number 38, I don't know exactly. I'm just giving you an example. Instead of 38, can you drop me at 54? But it was like 200 feet forward. So I said, yeah, why not?
Not that far. Okay, hold on.
No. It's something like this.
Okay. Oh. Okay, hold on. Okay, let me just check another one here. Because I was checking also your cancellation rates. And let me just check further. Because I'm not showing any much of a cancellation rate. Let me check the acceptance rate. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
The acceptance says it's nearly 40%.
40%?
40%. 39, 38, 39, 40
Okay, hold on. Let me go down to the exact numbers. Let's see what I can find here. 38%.
38.
Right. Hold on. Alexandra, have you noticed recently, like, there's a lot of trips, requests coming in, and then you were not able to acknowledge, or you were not able to capture recently, a couple of days ago?
I don't know what it means.
Okay. Hold on, okay? Bear with me. All right, let me dig in deeper into this, Alexandru. May I please station out again? Just give me about another 2 to 3 minutes and let me see what I can find, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Station one, okay? Let us sort this out. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, thank you so much for patiently waiting. Hi, just wondering, I'm just quite curious. Just want to confirm from you. Were you able, like an instance whereas you opened your Rider app or your Rider account at the same time along with partner driver?
No.
To check.
No. I used the Uber app.
Long time ago.
Yeah, no. The only thing I have done is I'm studying. I'm a student. And I was asked by a student of finance to buy my income from Uber. I have a computer at home. Like 2 weeks ago.
Do you often log out from the Uber app, from the partner driver app?
No.
Once you're done?
I didn't log in or out for a long time now.
All right. So may I recommend, because I'm still looking out for possible issues here. Once you're ready at home, I would recommend that you log off from the Uber app before you close it. So you log off, you go to accounts, and then you press sign up, right? Then that will properly log you off. Okay. Now, I just want to also confirm the past few days or past two days ago, you haven't had any other instance whereas the person asked you to extend the trip, something like that, like go to another location without any, you know, or failure to complete the trip request, and the trip went on after the passenger got off the vehicle.
After the destination was reached? No. Okay.
No, nothing like that?
No.
Okay. This is strange. Okay, hold on. Let's see what I can find here. Because I was looking at your cancellation rate, it's 4%. However, so what I'm looking at as well, it's a possibility, the confirmation or the acceptance rate, which is a bit high, that's 38%. So,
is not good enough or what?
No, acceptance rate is very low. I mean, it's 38%. So, for example, if you got 10 people or 10 requests coming in, only four of them, got into your car. So that's
most
very.
Of the, yeah, but I don't think this is the reason, is it? No. I mean, I rejected trips like 10 miles away, 20 minutes away, things like that.
Okay, good.
So because I was. I'll give you an example. Now, I'm in Guildford, yeah?
Right.
There are pubs, bars around me, and I receive trip requests 10 miles away. I don't accept that trip. I'm not rejecting the trip, but I'm not accepting it. And then it gives me a trip like 1 mile away. I'm going to that trip. Why should I drive? You know what I mean? I drive 20 minutes to make £4.
Exactly. That's
until then I can make 2-3 trips around me.
Right.
But other than that, I did not receive. I did not rejected or.
No. We're just looking at the acceptance rate, Alexandru. So just to give you an idea about what's going on. An additional context to this. Please communicate to the passenger that they really need to update the destination and to ensure that this notification will not be received again in the future. All right. Also, Alexandru.
I don't know what I did wrong. I mean, first time I understood, even it was stupid that this happened anyway, but this time this because it says final notice, and basically there is nothing that I did wrong from my point of view. If that rider that canceled yesterday when he tried to change destination or to add another destination, a second destination, because
that
he way, basically he canceled by mistake.
That will be on the rider's end, not on your...
So that will not trigger this. So I don't know, in this scenario, I don't know what triggered. Because if you look...
Let's see, Alexandru, because let's see if there's any anomaly that our system is detecting for improper use of the Uber app. But the whole point of this, Alexandru, is that we need to avoid the first instance, the one that you have mentioned, okay?
Yeah.
And... pretty much, hopefully this is the last notification that you'll be receiving regarding about this message.
But there is anything that I can do in the future in order not to receive this? Because I understood, I will ask all the passengers to update their destination in the app. But
if this happens again, we are going to be making sure that you know about this. And normally for these kinds of cases, if this continues, we are going to have your account subject for investigation so that we can take a look for any anomaly or any possible reasons why the system is keep on detecting the improper use of the Uber app. But for now, Alexandru...
I will change my password. I don't know. It's like a nightmare for me because...
Of course.
I really don't know. I trust the Uber system. I trust technology in general. But this is why I'm surprised to find out those things because I don't have any explanation.
But hopefully this is the last one. And
I really hope so. You can imagine. But I.
Yeah. Do you have any?
Is there any other way you can do to find out?
No.
Actually,
I cannot find the actual trip details per se, I can only find here that there are instances that our system, or an instance our system detected yesterday.
And for the second one, what is? Might say something to you like, I don't know, longer distance, a different route. This might, do you think this might be? But because I, when I start the trip, I navigate with Waze.
Yes, possibly. Remember the second example that you gave me? You took a detour. That can also trigger it.
But if the road is closed, you can imagine.
Our system doesn't know that, right? So it might be thinking that you're doing, you know, a lot of just to make the trip longer, right? So
what,
it can,
what a driver can do, because there is no option on the driver's side, because if the road is closed.
Of course, we can. At that time, you can call us up. Okay, at that time, call us up so that we can have a report on our end that there are road closures, so that we can update our system. All right, but you need to inform us right away if that happens. There are road closures
after the trip or during the trip.
During the trip, or if not, that's okay. You know, after the trip, you can do that as well, as long as we are aware of it, you know, rather than, you know, waiting for a message to come in, something like this. All right. So, Alexandru, any other concerns questions for me?
No, the only concern is about me, about my future with Uber, because I don't know what I have to do to avoid. I mean, first time I understood that I should have asked the lady, but
all right. The destination, that's number one. The detour is also a possibility, and not the cancellation. So those are the two possible reasons that I'm looking at right now. Longer
the cancellation.
Longer trip duration, taking a detour that might be detected by our system, and that would trigger the improper use of the Uber app. Okay then. All right, so Alexandra, by the way, you receive a message within 24 hours about the support experience, and your feedback is greatly appreciated. All right?
Can those notifications be canceled from your side?
We cannot.
Even they are wrong.
That will be subject for investigation. Then that will be the time that your account will be placed on hold, so that we can conduct an investigation.
Okay.
So for now, hopefully you're not going to be receiving anything from now on. Just keep in mind, those things that we have spoke about. All right.
Okay.
You're welcome, Andrew. And thanks for being a good partner. And thanks for calling Uber Support. All right.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.